It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. He's from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team. You know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. I'm one of your co-hosts. I'm Mike Wakadiri, and to my left, who have we got?
Kazeem Jamal.
To the left, to the left.
Darren Griffiths.
And once again, we're joined by special guest, Tom Elway.
Back again.
So nice you had to do it twice. bullet. All right, let's start straight in with a listener's question. And this one, thank you for sending this one, and this is a bit more peculiar. This is about changing nappies. Ooh. Anyone else's husband wears gloves when changing nappies. So apparently there are twins, 6 months, nearly 7 months old, and since day one, this lady's husband, she said her husband has worn rubber gloves.
Is it the same pair of rubber gloves? Because that's weird. If it's like this, maybe disposable ones, it's less weird. But if he's got certain like...
He'll use one pair a day. Yeah, right. So I think he uses one and then he dashes them. Okay. So I don't know how good that is for the environment, but my name's not Greta. So what do you guys think about this? Do you bareback? Do you use your bare hands when you change? Or do you guys wear gloves? Do you protect yourselves? What do you guys do?
Yeah, I'm all in, bare back, 100%. Like, who thought it's weird to be whacking on gloves every time? That's going to make a weird vibe with your son as well, your daughter.
You want to do the skin...
It's quite medical, isn't it? It's a bit medical. Yeah, it feels just, like you're going to the dentist.
It's just a bit of poo, isn't it?
Yeah.
I heard Michael changes into his scrubs.
I go full whack, and I feel like an operation. I bring out the scalpel and bring out the scalpel. What do you call it?
I'm saying you bring out a scalpel.
I was going with you, but now I regret doing that now. I just went with a bit. But, Kazeem, what do you do?
Yeah, man, no gloves. That's moist. Whoever this guy is, take a hard, long look at yourself in the mirror because you're soft as your kid's shit.
he doesn't poo in his fingers.
He was putting two gloves on. He's getting pooey gloves. And then what? How is he getting them off? Ooh, I've got questions.
Yeah.
Well, let's see who went into that.
Yeah, once the... Child's clean. Did he take the gloves?
He's a very active dad. He made himself late for job countless of times because he's changing the babies in the morning.
Look, yeah, well, no wonder he's late for work.
Yeah, he just does it. Now, the wife's backing him. The wife's backing him.
So, what's her problem?
She's just like, I want to ask him why he does this.
Because he's a germaphobe. Clearly. Yeah, this woman's dumb.
Yeah.
That's a stupid question. He's got stuff going on there.
Real question is, why did this woman ask this question? Because that's just stupidness, bro.
But
why does he do this?
What's okay, obvious? There's some extra information.
All right.
Apparently, this man, he's related to his occupation.
Which is what, dentist?
He's a farmer.
What?
So obviously he's you know, he's getting...
How do you
cows.
Be late for work then? The farm is where you live. There's so many holes in his story.
he's a farmer. Maybe he travels. I don't know. But what?
Yeah,
what
he might. He might have owned a farm.
He just works on the farm. Not every farmer.
I was gonna say because I've got a cousin who's a farmhand and he's dirty as hell. He's not. He wouldn't. He's not kind of guy to put gloves on.
Well, they call them farmhands.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, farm. It's all you know. It's all the same. Well, you just work on a farm with animals and stuff.
So yeah, but. Would you?
Wouldn't it be funny if he wears gloves to change his kid, but doesn't wear gloves to work with the animals?
Maybe because he doesn't care about what he passes on to the animals, but he cares what he passes on to his kids.
That's true.
That's true.
What are you passing on to your youth, bruv?
Like, cow diseases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, if I was touching animals all day, I wouldn't then go touch my kid. Fair enough.
No, you go. So this guy's not washing up when he gets in.
Let's presume he washes up.
Yeah, this is in the morning. They're saying he's been late for work.
Yeah, it's
times.
Just nappies. He's still touching his kid.
Exactly.
Well.
Yeah. You still got to touch your kid, kiss your kid, be affectionate.
Yeah, you just wear gloves at work, wouldn't you?
I've seen him get pooped on by cows, and I've seen him wade through a foot of slurry. I've seen him AI a cow. That must stand for a technical term.
Was that 8i?
No, A, like alpha.
Oh, artificial insemination. So wank off a cow.
Oh, to get the milk.
Well, it has to be a bull. Fuck that. Wanking off a bull.
I've seen a video on YouTube.
Completed it, mate.
And the glove to tear while his hand is still inside the cow. And it wouldn't faze him. Oil, mud, dirt, count. It's all natural to him. He doesn't have to wear gloves for it. He might start wearing gloves, but if they break during farm work, it's no big deal to him.
This guy's a pussy, bro.
No, so that's what it is. So he's got it around the wrong way. When your hand is in a cow's anus, that's when you should be wearing gloves. That's a perfect time to be wearing gloves.
You have to wear gloves.
Yes. And then when you're chasing your child,
he doesn't need to.
But instead, this guy has gone, I'm going to put my bare hand inside a cow's ass, but because I do that day to day, I'll wear gloves. I'll change.
You know
my
the
kid.
Only reason you don't wear gloves when you do something like that?
What?
Because it arouses you.
Okay.
That's bestiality.
Hey man, maybe it's save the environment. You don't know.
How's that saving the environment?
A lot of rubber gloves, isn't it? Like you have to one use gloves, throw them away,
and then
that's not saving the environment.
Yeah, a tortoise chokes on it the poo glove.
I see a lot, and obviously in healthcare we have to change gloves, but we waste a lot of plastic changing gloves every time you see a patient.
I don't think you should say that out loud.
Mm. Well. Oh, no,
what, they change gloves every time?
And they're not made recyclable gloves.
He's going, we waste a lot.
We waste a lot of gloves. It's a risk-benefit thing.
You know what's mad? I heard that Pret's cups are recyclable.
Okay, No, they're not.
If someone made recyclable gloves...
You already have.
No, not having that. Coffee cups.
Triggered.
They must be recyclable.
Triggered.
It's cardboard.
Do you know how fast he got triggered? And then had to cheat to say, I'm not jumping on that.
No, coffee cups aren't. It's just a thing. I like coffee. I like a good mocha, but you can't recycle them. Never Pret. I'm at Greg's. Shout out Greg's mocha.
Anyway, this guy, first of all, he's a waste man.
For what?
For not wearing gloves. For not wearing gloves.
Working hard, doing an undesirable job, putting his hand up a cow's backside.
You don't know it's undesirable. He might desire that.
No, to the gen pop. Would you want to do that?
No,
but he probably desires it.
No, but to the gem, undesirable to the gem pop. You guys are part
imagine
of the gem pop.
Imagine the chief farmer terms.
Tom,
like,
would you
most guys don't
job?
Want to do this.
No,
like, I do.
Darren, would you want to do this job?
What, put my hand up cow's arses?
Yeah,
I wouldn't
want to
work on a farm.
No, would you do it, Kazim?
Depends on how many views it gets on Instagram.
You can't put it on Instagram. It's confidentiality for the cow. Okay, no, undesirable job. Thank you, continue.
All right, so anyway... You're not wearing gloves to work with farm animals. Yeah.
We didn't clarify that one, did we?
No, he said he doesn't
wear gloves.
And she's seen him go through shit.
He goes bareback with the gloves.
Do that AI thing, gloves.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to your kid, your flesh and blood.
He wants to protect.
I don't get what he's protecting the kid from.
From what he's just been doing with the cows.
But, then go fucking wash up. Because you're not going to save your kid just by wearing gloves
when you're changing
a nappy. If you're going to pass anything onto them, the party's already done. You might as well live at the farm.
You need to shift the percentage of nappies you are changing because the nappy needs to be the bulk of it shift round the percentages and then readjust your glove wearing.
So what are we going to advise this lady to tell her husband to do?
Wear gloves at work and wash his hands after and then actually if you have physical contact with your kids, isn't it?
Right? Let's say he's like, the environment, man. We need to stop wasting gloves and stuff like that.
He's wearing gloves to change the kids, so stop wearing gloves.
Stop wearing gloves in total?
Yeah.
He's got to wear gloves when he's at work.
He's not wearing gloves when he's just playing with the kid, is he? Like just hanging out with the kid.
No, just when he's changing nappy.
Serve them food.
Yeah, it's got to be all gloves all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or no gloves.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's say he does no gloves.
No, all gloves all the time. Just gloves at work and then no gloves
at
home.
So let's say he does no gloves because he wants to save the environment. So what happens now?
Whatever happens, happens, bro.
We get some kind of...
Whatever happens, happens.
New disease or something.
Nah, that kid's immune system's going to be mad. Yeah. It's going to be so robust.
Yeah, because he's going to bring on nastiness.
Yeah.
But that body's going to be fighting.
But we're also saying, like, what, does this guy wash up before he comes in? Or, like, does he wash up when he gets in?
I like to think so. Like, I don't think it's
This is what I'd like to say to this woman, yeah? With this question. Don't ever message into this podcast again. Don't waste our fucking time, bro, with this stupid-ass question. Why does he do it? Clearly, he's got a problem with germs. But only with your kids. Well, That's the only germs he's concerned about. Whether he's passing them on or catching them from the kids, right? Whether he's scared of shit or something. But it's only around the kids he's got a problem with germs. The real question is, why is your partner going to work and fisting cows with no gloves on and doing all this work? It's a stupid question. Don't waste my time ever again.
You call me African.
This question is infuriating me, bro.
So you get infuriated, you turn proper Niger, yeah?
Yeah, bro. Oh, he's a very hands-on dad. What the fuck is this question? Who cares, bro?
She's doing any listener
at home going, oh yeah, my partner's a farmer as well. No, man.
Maybe she didn't know how to broach her partner with this stuff. Maybe she don't want to offend him. You know, we're talking about last episode. We're talking about offense and stuff like that. Maybe she don't want to offend her husband.
Fuck her husband, man.
He's a hardworking farmhand. I respect any man that's putting on for their child. That's what I respect. Anyone want to reflect on anything? No one ever's been a good parent this week. Okay, the topic I want to discuss is about work-life balance. There was a very popular broadcaster, I don't know if you heard of, Helen Skelton.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Former Blue Peter presenter. Yep. She's stepping back from one of her BBC Radio 5 shows to spend more time with her children.
Was she our era Blue Peter?
So I'm thinking she might be.
No, I didn't watch Blue Peter.
You didn't
watch. Yeah, I can't.
Blue Peter fucking
lie.
Sucks, bro.
I can't lie. I wasn't.
I could be
a potential. I watched a bit of Blue Peter as a little kid.
Is this on TV?
Blue Peter sucks. Bro.
What were you watching as a kid?
Fucking Dragon Ball Z and Cartoon
Network.
Okay,
that was good.
Yeah, I was in Batman.
Yeah.
Do you want to learn how to do this tart? No, go away. I don't want your stupid badge.
But she left. She said, look, man, my kids, I want to spend time with my kids. My kids come first. I think she got 8-year-old, 6 and 1-year-old. So she's like, look, I want to spend time with my kids. And I think that's very admirable, you know, to step back from
I got some questions.
And, you know, say you want to spend more time with your kids. So before I ask the panel, Tom, ask your questions before we start.
What's her husband do?
Oh, he's a farmer.
Richard Myler.
Yeah.
Oh,
Richie Myler. He's rugby league scrum half.
Scrum half.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah, plays for
Warrington.
Leeds Rhinos.
Leeds Rhinos.
Do you get paid?
See if he used to play for Warrington.
Rugby league. I know there's a salary cap.
He did. He did play for Warrington Wolves. And that's the team he played most games for.
Come on. There's a salary cap in both codes.
Yeah.
But the salary cap in union is higher.
Yeah, and I know league is not as seen as the less financial.
No, but he'll be on P's.
I'm not sure he's all right. Which I have no idea.
Yeah. No, they're separated, so they're not going
anymore. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, someone's got to make some money for her to be able to do that.
100%. Yeah, you've got to be fairly comfortable to be able to...
Just to walk away from a good TV.
But also said she's walking away from one of her shows.
Yeah, I don't think she'd quit. She's not quit broadcasting in entirety. Oh, I know she does a few shows, BBC. I think she does some other stuff.
But can
was that the lady that presented your BBC thing? I think it's the same lady. Is it?
Who has a skeleton?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Because it said she'd done some work for BBC One's Morning Live. Is that the show? Oh, you're Sunday
picture
Live.
Show me a picture of her. It's Sunday Morning Live.
It's a different show. So, I just thought it
was. The woman who's presenting your thing is a bit older. This woman's like 40.
But she presented a few shows, Helen Skelton. So, has anyone, obviously, we're all
working. Can I quickly ask a question?
Go ahead.
Is anyone like, obviously she's come out and said, I'm stepping back from one of my shows to spend my time with my kids. Is anyone like, oh no, what am I going to do? I don't get why this is news.
Maybe in a cost of living crisis, the fact that someone is saying they're one, maybe they're able to, and two, the fact that they're announcing she's not retiring or anything, but she's stepping back.
Also, we don't know. She could be popular. We don't. It's probably not in our sphere, but
fair enough.
There might be some Helen Skelton fans out there.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed.
There might be some hardcore Helen who are crying out.
To me, it'll be the same as that if like Ainsley Harriet was like, you know, I'm stepping back, guys. I'll be like, all
right, well. Exactly. Cool story, bro.
But it made the news. It's not. This is not even just the news. No, fair news, play to her. Reporting it. So
back in the kitchen. What?
Amen.
Was that for Ainsley?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, Rescue. Yeah.
Good save.
Black Lives Matter.
Good save. But have you guys contemplated that? Obviously, we will work in some way, shape, or form. We're taking a step back.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I want to quit my job so bad.
Yeah man. If I made enough money.
Unfortunately, my missus is broke. She's got no money. If she had making loads of money and I could just step back. Yeah.
That's the level of success you want, right? Like you got... Sorry, guys, season 3's delayed because I just want to spend more time with my family. Because season 1 and 2 is making so much fucking money being syndicated around the world. It's like, yeah, it's really tough decisions for me, guys. I'm going to make my millions a year later. You know what I mean? That's where you want to be. So, I don't, unless she's actually saying she's now putting herself in kind of like financial.
Well, she's going to do that. But she said it's been hard juggling. She made note of it's been hard juggling for motherhood and obviously wants to spend time with her kids and stuff like that. Because I think sometimes you fall into that trap. You're working hard because you want to provide, but you don't get to spend time with the people that you're trying to provide.
And I saw a meme. The only people that remember that you worked late every night are your children.
Fendi facts. It's facts, okay. Yeah. Your boss ain't going to care.
Until you're a full-time comic, because then I'll be like, but I was here all day.
No, but it's not... Literal, it's the fact of you're always working, like you're working hard. I need to keep working. I'm going away. I'm grinding. The only people gonna remember that is your kids. When you weren't there,
that's true. Exactly. It's all about perspective.
Yeah.
I think it's refreshing to hear someone come out and actually put their kids first. Because I think a lot. Obviously, she's fortunate that she can take this time out. And that's not to say that if you don't take your time out, you don't care about your children. Of course not. But it's refreshing because sometimes there's this sort of rap race, work vibe, just work.
The finance thing, that's all I thought about. Like, as soon as I hear that, I just think, like, someone's...
Yeah.
Either she's done really well or, like, she's got someone to support.
Yeah, like, she's mortgage-free, doesn't matter, she don't care.
Because that's it, isn't it?
Because, yeah, someone has to pay those bills.
She's still got... More shows.
Yeah, other gigs. Yeah, I think just this Sunday. Maybe Sundays are the ones that she's like, you know, I'm spending time.
Headline would be more like polarizing if it was like steps back from all work. But like I hear that and I'm just like, but you're still working.
Yeah, you're still working.
It's like us. It'd be like, all right. I'm not gonna gig the last weekend of every month.
Yeah,
but you're gonna gig the other three. Yeah, I'm still working.
Yeah.
But that last weekend, I do stuff for my kids.
That's nice if you did that.
No, I don't.
You got it grinding.
Yeah, bro. Like, we can make them decisions when people start asking me tour questions.
Ask who you're going to say, Tom, then I'll ask what I'm going to say.
Would you all be all right if your partners just suddenly just started making absolute bank and then they were like, you can step back a bit? From the day gig, and like, you know?
No, I would not like that one bit at all.
Okay.
I would not like that one bit at all.
I couldn't wait.
And it's... It's not the man thing of being like, oh, I need to be a provider or anything like that. It's just like, there's no way I'm being beholden to you giving me this blessing. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Do you see what vibe I'm on? Like... In any argument, oh my days, you know that's coming up, innit?
And
go do your fucking little gigs that I allow you to do. What?
Your head gone.
You're sitting around here making content all day. Oh, how did you get to be able to do that again, Kazim? Because I bring in the cap. Sharp.
But then, to be creative,
but surely,
free,
yeah, surely, yeah, it would be worth that. It to be.
Nah, but what about when you need a new camera? And you have to go to your missus.
Yeah,
like,
I've got to get pocket money.
Yeah.
Go up like Oliver Twist.
Yeah, but then Please sort of like how you were saying in a few episodes, well, quite a few episodes now, that you want to go back to your mum one day and just give her the money. That's the same vibe you'll be able to do with your missus, isn't it? You'll be able to, once you've blown off your content, you can come back to her and just throw that million.
I can't lie. Boom. Can't lie. But you're going to have to go for at least 18 months, 2 years of her being like, make me a sandwich and you got to do what I say.
I can't lie. My mum, 30 years. Yeah?
Yeah.
Push me out of a... You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Single parent. Mm-hmm. Hard times. Two jobs.
Grinding.
Sent me private school.
Come on.
Primary. Yeah. Don't make that noise. Because I don't know what it meant, but it sounded like what a waste of money.
Look at him now, mum. He's doing all right. Yeah.
Shades and doors. That's what he did.
No, that was a nice. That was a respect, not
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It wasn't a what waste. What fucking waste?
Obviously, Mrs. and that is like, obviously carried my son. Bloody, 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 blah.
That's it.
But I'm gonna go and give my mum the peas because like. That's my mum, innit? It's a different... I'm sorry, this to me, it's a different level.
So you would give your mum the peas over your missus?
No, I would... You saying it's the same thing.
Yeah, like, I'm saying okay. You're going to get to that point where, like, if you're... Obviously, you may take 2 years of flack from your missus she's the one that's allowing you to be creatively free. Mm-hmm. But once you get on your feet creatively and you start making your own money, then you can go back to her and be like, hey, is... All that money you've been getting on.
But those 2 years are hell. Bang. And she's having a go at you every time someone comes around the house. She's like, Kazim's done nothing. She's letting you know. She's letting you know for 2 years. But then on the other side, you know.
You got to hold it, though. You got to hold it, man.
No, I'm not doing it.
That's crazy.
Come off it.
I'm not doing it.
I'll hold that happily.
I'm not doing it.
Happily.
No way.
You know, 2 years will be fine.
The balance of like trying to, like, I try to do creative stuff. Obviously, I look after my son during the day, try to do creative stuff, but also try to like think about making money. That trying to do all those things is a fucking. One day I'm like, okay, let me focus on trying to make money, book gigs. Next day I'm like, oh, I haven't put up a post. Next day I'm like, I need to write. It's just like, oh, I need to look after him. Oh man, you don't want that on your head, boy.
I'm not doing it.
You know,
you'd rather work full time.
It would never happen.
Rather work full time.
Yeah, until I break it.
That is crazy. That is a mad decision.
I'm sorry, I just can't.
Okay.
Ego.
Nah, it's just nah.
So what is it? If it's not ego, what is it?
I just don't want it.
You just don't want it.
I do it myself, thank you.
Okay, but let's just say it was the only way that you could make it. The only way. You just have to take 2 years of her being like...
It's the only way.
Kazim.
Looks like I'm getting a residency at TNT Comedy.
Okay.
Staying where I am.
Okay. Darren, what are you saying to that?
If I knew there was an end to it, so if it's like a year, 18 months, 2 years...
No, we just letting you know that you're a bum, bruv.
Oh, yeah, every time.
Yeah.
Like, could you wash up? Because you literally sit in the house and do fuck all.
She's making you do, just like, you've got to do, like, a lot of work. She's like, you got to make me a sandwich every day.
Isn't
it? Yeah.
She's like, why is it so messy here?
Yeah, what have you been doing all day? You've been here. You've been home all day.
I mean, but if I knew it's just for a year, then yeah, it's fine. But
you're in a restaurant, and she makes a point to pay every time now.
Yeah, when the waiter comes with the bill and she's like... Put that in here, please.
Oh. She's humiliating you at the table. She's humiliating you.
Well, you're at a big fucking like family thing where there's other couples and she puts the cash in your top pocket, goes, you can be the man today.
Yeah.
Now, them ones, you have to slide me the card before we get into the restaurant. Yeah. Hey, let me hold the card. And like, who's missing? Hey, don't worry about that, sir. Hey, don't worry about that, sir. Be a good man. You want your tip?
You just assume my gender.
Exactly. Like, what do you think this is?
I mean, that's if there is a finite amount of time. I could do anything for a finite amount of time. But
is your finite amount of time?
A year. I have to see something happening. 18 months has to be done. But if it's just... You know, just going for it. I couldn't just do it without no end sight.
Yeah.
I'm similar to Kazeem. It would rattle me. I didn't think I was that guy, but I remember I had an ex-girlfriend who earned more than me. And
crazy amounts?
Not even that much more. Stop.
But did it mean you could still take her out if you wanted to and stuff like that?
Yeah, but I didn't like the fact that she had bored of me.
This is always an interesting question.
And then I started earning more than her, not even that much more. But I was like,
you had a problem with that.
Good. I was like, good. Yeah, order has been restored.
Look what patriarchy's done to your head, man. Yep.
That's right.
Jeez.
I don't even care if you earn more money than me. I just don't want you to finance me.
Yeah.
Okay, but she has to finance you a bit because, you need the time. You need the time to do the creative work. So, she's got to finance you so you can do the creative work.
100%. I've read in Rob Beckett's book, and he was saying how his missus is a teacher. Maybe he isn't anymore because he's done so well. Mm. But how, to get a mortgage and stuff, they needed her salary because, obviously, as a comedian,
it's not stable.
It's not stable, lumpy earnings and stuff like that. And
even Conor McGregor talks about that.
Yeah. I've watched his documentary, relying on
and he's really grateful.
So it can happen. There has to be a period.
This guy.
Yeah, but this is the point I want to break you. It's just that you have to go through a period of, especially in a partnership.
Yeah, you just gotta get humble.
You relying on your partner more than they rely on you.
I'd rather go and ask my mum for money.
Do you know when you're in a relationship? Obviously. And you got a child, two invariably become one. You become one person.
Sometimes.
You're the rock.
Do you know what it is? Okay, maybe it is a bit of ego. Because if I make it, I don't want anyone going we did it.
Yeah. Oh, is it a bit of ego, is it?
Because I want to read
a smidgen of ego.
Anyone saying we did it.
We? I don't remember seeing you at Glee. Jesus. I remember seeing me and the other comics at Glee.
But
doing big bits.
But what about the emotional support? You don't go home and talk to your partner about bad gigs, good gigs. You don't bounce ideas.
Or the fact
that
you're going to a gig and you know that your kid's being looked after.
Very safely. You're not having, very competently. Yeah.
Bad gigs a little bit, but for the most part, no.
Because my thing is not.
We had a kid. What you knew what this beast, you knew what the monster was before the kid was here.
Someone like you're making your alibi before anything was left.
I'm just saying, man. I was out in these streets before.
But you don't believe in the contribution someone can have as a partner to.
So you're definitely one of those guys that when someone gets divorced, you're like, she doesn't deserve anything.
Especially if they're fucking ballers. Let's say a footballer, you never scored a 90th minute winner.
That's
emotional. It's emotional support.
Oh yeah, 15 bags a month for child support. What the fuck is this kid doing, bro?
Nah, but I used to be like that, but then I've changed the way I think about it.
Nah, I ain't.
Nah, because think about it, because it's about.
I'll give you peas, but loud, innit?
No, because it's about being custom.
If I'm a baller, I'll give you about. At a stretch, two bags a month.
Because think about it. You're not giving her money for her upkeep. You're giving her money to take care of your kids.
Right, so...
Because you're not there,
how much
it.
On a monthly does an average kid cost?
Yeah, no, but it's not, your lifestyle it's not that. Because exactly. If you're like a baller, he's in private school and he's got this
exactly.
And that.
But I was paying that before.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so I'll carry on paying that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what they take into account.
I'll carry on paying for that.
That's what
it is. So they would take that all into account. So that's where those weird, wacky numbers come from.
Figures come from, yeah.
So where does that 15 grand come from?
Because private schools are nuts.
But also, think about this
and
on the reverse.
Waitrose meat.
If your partner's a baller and she's making all that money and then you split up, she's got to pay you that. Would you take that money?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't, fair.
I wouldn't.
So you wouldn't even go to court.
Lidl's beans.
You ain't got no job.
Lidl's beans.
He's a liar.
Lidl's beans with your spoon. Because that's the spoon you have, your spoon. You want to eat breakfast. Ah, shit, I need to wash my spoon. Because that's all I...
The spoon.
The court's going. You got in 15 grand a month if you want it. You're gonna sit there and go, no.
15 grand a month, no.
And your son's eating out of a gold-plated cereal bowl, and you're there eating.
Like when your kid wants to come round to visit, it's just like you can't stay round because there's nowhere for you to stay.
Bro. My roommates are in. I live in a house.
You can't have kids in the house, mate. That is a flat room
with 19-year-olds.
Yeah. My roommates in.
who ate my cake? Tell it to your son. Did you eat that fucking cake? That's not my fucking shelf. That's not in my shelf. I told you it was one with my shelf.
Hey, man.
Oh, my God.
You can't have kids and roommates. Yeah. No, you flat rule. I'm sorry.
Flat rule. That's funny, man.
Unintentional. But yeah, that is, I'm sorry. Yeah. That is just a lot.
Can I tell you something? If she's balling or whatever, let me tell you something for free. I want money. For two reasons, yeah?
Mm.
Two main reasons. Obviously, the freedom it gives you.
Yeah.
And certain experiences, yeah? Like one-time experiences.
Yeah.
Like a private jet or something like
that. Yeah, yeah.
One-time experience. Like, yeah, I can do that. Boom. Right? After that, please believe, Darren. Man's eating little beans anyway, okay?
We're going back to Grandin.
Brother, I don't care. I swear down, if I was minted yet, I really do think, right now in this moment, I can honestly say, I think I'm still being a shot being like, £4? No, I'm good, bruv. You know, you see something like that. So the little beans things, that doesn't get me. What got me was the fucking spoon.
Head gone.
Yeah. But also, I'm a fantasist, innit?
Yeah.
So I'd be in my fucking flat share with my one spoon. Yeah? My initials on it. KJ, done though. Yeah, that's my spoon. No one can touch that spoon. I own that spoon, bro. I'd be in there eating my beans, right? And being like, oh, but the come up. Imagine the story of getting out of this and being like, and I didn't take the money, I built myself up. It may never happen, but that will keep me alive. That'll stop me killing myself.
The motivation will keep
you. I tell you what, mate, you kill yourself when you're on that mega bus back, that 8-hour mega bus from that gig.
I've already been there though.
You've been there. You've now at a level higher than that.
So what? So.
This divorce is taking you right back.
Yeah. she paid for everything.
Even after the divorce, right? Yeah. My touring just goes away.
The tour is there, but they're like, how you getting there, bro?
How big of a tour is this?
Because she took the car.
Is this a tour? Is Live Nation involved?
She took the car.
Is Live Nation involved?
Yeah, but they're like, you need to meet us at the station, though, at the train
station.
Why
Live Nation saying that?
Why Live Nation saying that? It's not that good.
Live Nation will say, why are they saying that, bro? What kind of rooms am I doing? Am I doing theaters?
No, you're not. You're doing.
I'm doing rooms.
Like hundred seats.
Yeah, 100 seats. Oh, 100 seats. That's
so. So Live Nation,
Live Nation do gig like small gigs like that, small tours like that.
Yeah,
the 100 seat rooms, stuff like that. You know, like studios and theaters.
Yeah.
Then, not like the main theaters.
I sell a fake story.
You're going to Daily Mail.
Rather than just accept the money she's willing to give you, you're like, let me tar the
show. But then her lawyers will come for your head for money you don't have.
What do you mean?
Like, if you sell a fake story.
Yeah. Remember, her lawyers smashed you in this divorce, but she's generous and thought, I'm going to give you 15K. You little bitch.
See, that's where I don't know. That's where I don't know. I don't want it.
You'll take the money.
I wouldn't, bro. I swear to God, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
You're lying.
I wouldn't.
15 grand.
And do you know what?
You'll be on the poppy line.
Okay. Yeah. Really, all I have to do is wait. Right, all I really have to do is be patient, because my mum's pension is nice.
Your plan is to worry out your mum's life. What do you mean?
Bad is
what? That's crazy.
He's got two pensions.
Bruv, your mum's not old, you know.
Yeah.
A house.
Your mum's not old.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about
that doesn't speed up.
When your kids are coming around and you're going
feasibly, your mum could easily live for another 35 years.
Do you know when I take my son?
Bro, you are in retirement. Your retirement age by the time.
You know, I take my son into my mum's house at present day. I take my son into my mum's house and I go, look around, son. This is all going to be our soon.
Everything the light touches.
I've got to start putting your name on things.
Because he's going to be 70, like, come up.
No, I'm joking. I wouldn't take the money. I'm being dead serious. Like, in the moment now, obviously, man hasn't sat down and seen a check.
Yeah.
They haven't gone, this is the number. Mm. Right? We've got to do a sign here now. Right? I've not been in that room. I've not, but right now, I'm saying I'm not taking the money.
Because it's when people talk about, like, any kind of deal, like in comedy. Like, if someone goes, oh, they're going to buy the rights to this, to, like, your hour. And so I wouldn't sign that contract. Well, you watch like someone fucking massive, though. I see why they walked over that contract. At our level, someone offers you a certain deal. You're like, really?
Like, even Chappelle's fucking Comedy Central contract. Yeah. 50 M's. Yeah, same. All right, cool.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I've never seen 50 M's before.
No.
Yeah, you lose your head.
I'll be gone.
To be fair, that's a network.
Can you imagine
I don't want my ex giving me 15 bags a month. Bro.
It does, because I've got a little bit of insight in when I was. Left my job, broke, broke as I've ever been in my life. Met a girl, this very early on in comedy career, at a gig, right? Mm. Right, literally, chatted to her, whatever, she seemed pretty cool, American girl. Turns out, she's the only adopted daughter of a medical, like, billionaire, basically, from Florida and Palm Beach, right?
Right.
When I mean, it's a good life,
what's the number?
She took me to, like, unbelievable restaurants, would pay for it all as well. She wouldn't even like question it because she knew I was broke. I told her, like, I was like,
so you met in that Vauxhall somewhere
literally in central London. Like, and then she was like, just chatted to her, and she was flying back. And I thought she was rich, she had nice clothes, but then, like, when I went back to her place, I was like, oh, like, are you, where are you staying? Are you staying in a hotel? And she's like, no, I don't stay in hotels. I don't stay in hotels.
When that's a statement.
Get home, say, take me to your home, because I'm going home.
She hired, like, a penthouse in Soho, and it had, like, 5 bedrooms, and she was using one, and then one for her stuff, and then nothing in the other bedrooms.
I don't want to know how much that was on that.
No, you can't even fathom it. Like, and she would stay in different incredible places like that every time she came into town. She took me to, like, every West End show. Like,
why did this end? No disrespect to your current partner or your
ultimately,
child.
Ultimately, I didn't really like her. It was like a fun novelty that did wear off.
Yeah.
But, like, it was crazy.
How many months before it ended?
Yeah, I saw a lot of shows, you know? I saw a lot of shows, yeah? It's hard to turn down if someone's...
You still keeping contact with her?
No, I don't. But, like, she was a nice girl, but just, like, ultimately, like, I was like, it's not...
Do you have an Instagram handle?
I'm not going to say on
the podcast. I'm just doing some independent research.
Man's in Florida, going to Disneyland, taking Kazai to Disneyland.
It was crazy. Like, she would, like, at meals, because, like, it was awkward at the end, because, like, she would, like, take me, you know, she took me to, like, Nobu and stuff, and then, like, at the end of the meal, at the end of the meal, I'd just be like, obviously I can't pay for that. Like, I was beyond broke.
Me? Yeah. Throw me an apron, bro. Let her pay, bro. No boot. Hey.
Do you know who I would take money off, though?
Yeah.
Like, if I had, like, a situation with, like, a cougar. Mm. Had, like, they have, yeah. like...
Oh, like a sugar mom.
Yeah. I would run that, bro.
What makes that different for you? What parameters are different that you're like?
Like,
you know,
I'm providing the service.
Would you do it if the relationship
was transactional from the beginning, isn't it?
I guess even better.
Would you feel bad that they were like no sex?
No.
Would that make a difference to any of you?
If it was a cougar,
if it's a cougar,
like 50 and up. Good looking.
Older lady, and she just like, I just want to hang out with you.
Cool.
Yeah, that's just like male.
That's even better, bro.
That's like escorting.
Yeah. Mm. Now I don't have to plug my iPhone into my laptop to see myself. You can just stand behind the camera and tell me what I look like when I'm doing my content. Yeah, I mean, you're middlemanning.
People can do that now.
Yeah, if there's any cougars out there, hit me up. I just want to chill.
Just friendship. Some of them just do it for companionship.
Yeah, companionship. I'm there, man. Come on.
Yeah,
you reckon your business will allow you?
Yeah, there's no touching, but you have to like hang out.
Yeah, a companionship escort.
It's too late to turn back. Shout me, yeah. DM me, Kazeem.Jamal.
Would you accept your missus being a companionship escort?
You know, depends on what a guy look like.
It's not.
No, let's say he looks like Jason Love.
Who's that?
The one that
plugged up Leonard.
Yeah.
Oh.
You look like Jason Love, just exacts. spitting image,
yeah.
But no touching.
Exact measurements.
Was it you that made the Black Hole Tunnel reference?
Yeah.
No touching.
No touching.
No touching.
How much? What's the income?
A grand a night they spend together.
And on average, how many nights they spend together?
Let's say he wants 2 times a week.
That's mad. Mm. It's bad. Do what?
Cash in hand.
Nah.
Do what it is.
No.
Let's
go to the tax man in January. You get me?
Because no, the first is like, oh, it's no touching. It don't matter. It's the reality of it, right? Like when you find something really cool. You think, oh, do what? The missus would like that. Oh, it's only available on Thursday. Oh, that's her and Jason's night.
That's a real. That's a real. What's his name? August moment.
Those moments. Yeah. He's like,
why is this guy on holiday with us?
Oh, you know what I
mean? This is red table talk.
Is that kind of you've lost part of your wife or your partner, isn't
it? Exactly. So it's just like that. It can't be the one. But what was we even talking about?
The woman stepping back from her show.
Oh yeah.
We got mad segues.
Yeah, this segue's been crazy. This episode.
I might have to change the song, bro, because I said you keep things on track, fam.
We let it flow. That's when we start on one topic and then we talk about Jason.
Joking,
Love.
Man. I'm joking, man.
But
but yeah, she's got someone fun. She must have someone funding.
I will summarize my points.
Let's go.
I'll summarize my bits. One, if you want to take a step back from job, and you can afford to. Spend more time with your kids. Go for it, yeah. Mm. Do your thing. If you can't, sorry about that. Keep grinding. You'll get there. At this present moment in time, I would not take peas off of my girl or my ex in some sort of divorce or whatever. right now, yeah? I can't speak for if it ever happens and I'm in the room. I can't speak on that, okay? There's any sugar mummies out there, don't shout me. I was fucking joking.
Hey, loyal to the soil.
Yeah. What else did I say that was polarizing? That I should clear up.
you said if it's cash, you don't mind Jason Love spending the time with your missus.
Yeah, because that's the tax man don't know about that. But you said it was back, so I said.
But if it's cash.
If it's cash, I'll take the meeting. Okay. If it's cash, I'll take the meeting.
Don't say meet like that.
I'll take the consultation.
I like that.
Okay, nothing confirmed. You know that transfer talk. Like,
we've
approached
preliminary talk.
They made an approach. Yeah. They've inquired. They made an inquiry, and we'll send back our evaluation of the player. Okay.
I think it's also like, what do you have to do while they're like? Did she arrange
a babysit? You gotta watch. You gotta watch.
Yeah, if he had to babysit, then that's
babysit.
Like,
you have to babysit.
But if it was like your free evening, then maybe that's better. That's.
Oh yeah, this one I was clear up as well. Even if I had to go back 10 steps and have one spoon, one bowl with my beans and my flatmates, yeah. At least I'd have a new fucking hour, right?
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's go.
Material. Tom, what are you doing? What would you say?
No, I would 100%. I look at it in a relationship like I would take the money 100%. They weren't even beginning to talk about, like, yeah, if a judge offered me, if mum has made a shitload of money, great. That's Boom a good blast. Thing. Yeah, allow it. Good.
Embrace it. Darren, what are you saying?
I said just I'll take it for a finite amount of time, the money. But divorce, yeah, if she earned more than me, then yeah, I'll take the settlement.
Yeah. I'll tell you
that settlement. Yeah, because
you never know. I might reflect on it next week.
Because I wouldn't. Because the way it is, it's because then if you end up just, even if you just put like most of it aside for your kids.
Mm.
Mm, that's true.
See, you've done it twice in 2 episodes.
What's that?
You've said something that's made me go, "All right, you fucking win."
It's true. You can put some side to the
Much like the Cougar situation. I'll take the meeting.
There you go.
I'll take the meeting. I'll discuss.
Discuss. Man. Even me.
My son's like, why have you got all this Louis Vuitton? I'll be like, this is for you.
One day it'll be yours.
Do you know when my son was born, people was like, oh, what should we get the baby? I'm like, he really likes PlayStation 5s.
That's what he needs.
He really loves them.
I'm taking them. My missus can earn quadruple 10 times, 100 times what I earn, man. Please, let's get a nanny. This boy is exhausting me out. I want to write. I can't write now. He's jumping on my head and slapping me. I can't write. That's not conducive with writing. Give me the money.
Yeah, that's the thing. Get nannies. That's, I didn't even think
Live in. Come and live in. But then that's even a whole new problem. Because I know, I teased my wife about it. I said, yeah, let's get a nanny. Let's get like a Latina. No fucking way.
Celebrities always.
Papi!
Celebrities always running off with the nanny, aren't they?
Yeah,
that's what Arnold did.
Yeah, Arnold.
But apparently that may look like a warlock. Apparently so. Like, man risked it all for two out of ten.
Do what? Because he's a. You know, there's some guys you just turn on by scenarios and situations. It's not even the woman. It's the situation.
He's turned on so by many weights.
There's me, so it's just not like, it's the nanny, that's nasty, let's do it.
Because he's had so many bad hyenas probably that it's just like, it doesn't mean anything to him anymore.
But don't get caught with that one, innit? That's not the one. That's not the one you slip up and bust nuts in, bruv.
Because he's seen the illegitimate son and it's just like, that's Ardy's son. That's undeniably Ardy's kid.
Apparently, I was saw a little YouTube thing. Apparently, it's like his actual son is quite jealous of the new son because the new son is like getting absolutely ripped and doing stuff that Arnie loves, and the other son is kind of, I'm not gonna say a deadbeat loser, but like he's not doing much. And the other kid's trying. He's trying to be like Arnie, and the other one's just.
He's probably trying to prove his worth, isn't it? Because he's the love child, isn't it?
Yeah.
But when you're the legitimate child, you just need to say your surname. People are like, oh my goodness, is that your dad? Bang, boom.
Yeah, with that surname as well, you start. You're gonna be like, "Oh, is your dad?" Obviously.
Yeah, yeah. He's not even like by chance. Oh, same name. It's like, no, you know who I am.
Like, because even if I worked in a shop and someone was, and I was like, "All right, I need to take your first name," they're like, "Stephen," and I'll be like, "All right, second name," and they were like, "McIntyre." I'd be like, "Oh," and I'm just like, "All right, cool."
Mm.
But like Schwarzenegger, you're like,
"Yeah, come on, yeah.
Hold on a sec, mate."
Yeah, come on.
Yeah,
either you're secretly being racist or you're related to Arnold.
Yeah, the bastard child doesn't have the dad's surname. Doesn't have Schwarzenegger.
Oh, really? Because
his legal dad is some other guy. He's got his legal dad's name.
How bad does the legal dad feel?
Joseph Baena is the biological son of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Mildred Patricia Patty Baena. He is the legal son of Rogelio Baena, to whom his mother was married at the time he was born.
So they both
were messing around.
Only at the age of 13 he learned his biological father was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
13, yeah, just in time for roids.
Now, because seriously, if you see what this guy looks like, it's just like
that is mad. Like for both of them to be doing that, to like. For Arnold to shoot, but also for her to, I don't know if you knew he was shooting, but it's just crazy. Like
you don't bust in them, bruv.
Like that's
what
crazy.
What the bumba club?
That's crazy. But yeah, some people say, or some women will say, you can get a nanny, but if they, you have to look a certain way. But this proves that for some men, it doesn't even matter what they look like.
Nah.
It's just another lady in the home.
Is her face? Is her face like? Man, but her body is 10-10.
I only see a picture of her when she was like,
because I see some things here with their faces, like, but their body, I'd be like, hey.
Yeah, and it might have been the power dynamic. Each time she comes in, it's like, Misa Schwarzenegger. Hello, Misa Schwarzenegger. You look very good today, Misa Schwarzenegger.
Clean this cum off my cock.
Oh yeah, it's okay, Mrs. Schwarzenegger.
Tom's like, why did I agree to do this? Tom's like, these motherfuckers is wilding.
yeah, this is where we just go off track. But
it's not just Schwarzenegger, Jude Law as well. He ran off on the nanny. And also the guy who was married to Uma Thurman, you know, Kill Bill, obviously Uma Thurman, she what's his name? Ethan Hawke?
Yeah.
From Training Day. Yeah.
Another one with the nanny.
Yeah, he ran off with the nanny and now he's got two kids with the nanny, still with the nanny.
Do
it's because they're...
Because she's so good at looking after kids.
No, and that's the fucked up thing. That's the fucked up thing.
You
the
kind wife, of road tested.
Yeah, yeah. The wife is gone.
I need help. Skills.
I need help. I need a daddy. And then it's like, wow, I love this woman's paternal instinct and behavior. No, because it'd be like getting a guy in. It's like, that's why the women go off the gardener. They're literally seeing a fit man do manual labor every few days. Mm. So it's just like, that's what my man should be doing. And I've just seen this guy do it. So yeah, you're literally flaunting someone doing a part of your role.
Do you think that's what happens when couples come to see comedians? And they're like,
you've seen that, you funny, bro? You've seen that, but you've seen a couple and the woman's laughing, the guy's just like, you've seen his face, it's not that funny.
He's never made her laugh like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. She's literally, on the way there, she's going, I don't even like comedy, why are we going? And then you get on stage, she's like,
yeah,
he's just like, what is that?
I had that. I was on a cruise.
All right.
No way was you.
No. We got.
Because the same way you man get onto me like, oh yeah, you not like get onto me. It's like get onto me in a positive vibe. You're like, oh yeah. Glee this.
Hey, come on, Glee MC. Glee MC.
You are fucking Mr. Capital Cruise.
No more. I got no more in the diary. I told them.
Which the other day, what in the WhatsApp group? Your man's just about to step onto a cruise. Like, we didn't even know you had one of these in the diary.
Nah, I had this one in the diary.
Which one did you leave?
I told you the brand separate. Yeah. But this lady must have peed because she paid for Wi-Fi on the cruise. But anyway, I come on stage and she was like, oh, she was on FaceTime to someone. You were great. Loved you. Oh, here's my partner. I was just telling him how great you were. So she was on FaceTime and a dude. And then he's like,
he's not on the cruise.
He's on the cruise. He's at yard somewhere.
So he's just saying this tall chocolate man.
So she just sees, and I'm like, oh, hey.
Tall chocolate funny man.
Funny man.
I'm like, hey, he said, oh, like, thank you for making her laugh. She said she doesn't laugh at anything, but you made her laugh, so thank you. I said, yeah, it's cool. Da, 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 da. And then
she doesn't come, so
cabin number 328.
Hey, how much of my help do you want?
Yeah. It's 7 days, so
I mean, people do get weird about that. Okay, very quick story. But
I went
out for dinner with me and my missus, and then we got chatting to this girl, and then she was with like this guy as well. But like, it was just her mate kind of thing, and we were chatting. And then, like, talking about it, and her mate recognised me from TikTok, and we're chatting, and then, like, we don't go out much, so we were like, oh, they were going, oh, we're going to a pub. We're like, yeah, all right, we've got a babysitter, let's make a night of it.
Yeah, of course.
Go out to a pub. Anyway, go out to another pub after that one, and then she's, like, calling her boyfriend, and I can hear her on the phone to her boyfriend, being like, oh, I'm with this comedian, like, he's funny, la, 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 he's on TikTok. This guy is on a stag do. He shows up. He cycles from the stag do. He straight cycles.
Under pressure.
Yeah. I literally rolls up on a horse.
Under pressure.
Literally. And then this guy, this is it. We're then in like, I think we're in like the Alchemist or something. You know, like one of those like cocktail bars.
Yeah.
And then like, so everyone's getting drinks. And then like, he's trying to like alpha it, whatever. The bill comes and he's like, he proper alphas it across to me. He's like, I've got this. And I was like, sick, mate. Yeah, call it. You got it, mate.
I'm like, great. I'm here for missus.
Yeah, I'm literally here for my missus. I was like, yeah, cool. Yeah.
Hell, the melt ego is hilarious, cuz.
Yeah, hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. Man left stag, dude. He was under pressure. And you're not even a single guy.
I'm literally with
my
I almost did something like that.
But
there was a guy in Asda, security guard. Or like, you know, the checkout is.
Yeah.
And there was someone, you can go there, do the thing where it's not working. And Miss kept going, yeah, this guy in Asda keeps chatting me up every time I go in there. And then like, she got pregnant, like obviously visibly pregnant. And like, yeah, he was there again, chatting me up. I was like, well, I'm going to this Asda, like proper Karen. I was like, I'm going to this Asda and I'm going to complain about this guy because what's he doing? Like, you can't do that. So that'd be very unprofessional. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then, but when I first started chatting to her in her old place, the postman was moving to her because... The postman was moving to her.
What time do they have? They just literally put it in.
They knew the postman's first name, cuz.
No, but the thing, like, what time does, like...
Fam, this postman was late on every other delivery.
It literally... And fuck off.
Bro, do you know how close I was, yeah, to writing a letter to my girl's house, yeah, with his name on it, so he opened it or whatever, he had to be like, yeah, where, say his name is Patrick, like, Patrick, PTO, innit? Please stand over. And I'm saying, fuck you, fucking prick. Stop what you're doing, you bastard, you postman hat looking piece of shit, bruv. I know what you're fucking doing, you fucking dressed all in red Power Ranger looking dickhead.
You got
Hey, man. Okay. Hey, man. Because he's on another run, man. One time with Dr. Umar now is the postman.
No, but I've been made to feel insecure by a comedian. But it's not the comedian, though. It was my then-girlfriend's reaction to the comedian. This before I did comedy. Mm. And it was Axel Blake. Actually, it was Axel.
Oh, snap. What happened?
So before even me, that's...
Axel very... Blake did his set. That's what happened.
Axel did this thing where I'm with my missus and... Well, then misses, and he goes, okay, make some noise. He goes, right, you know, make some noise. It's right, dark skin or light skin? And she's like, dark skin. I'm like, okay, all right. And he's like, tattoos. I'm like, I have no tattoos. It's like,
Darren's there with a Sharpie.
I was looking at her like, what the great fuck is this?
Give me your pen.
No, I was just like,
you know, Darren's in the corner going,
No, and the thing is, my thing is like, my ego is so fragile, but also so big. It's like, I can't let her know that bothers me, but it fucking bothered me. So I'm now just sat there watching the rest of his set. Axel Blake is undeniably funny. There's me, the only guy in Hideaway, just like, yeah, cool.
And cool. Also, and she was there's like, a lot of material for the ladies.
He was like, he was hilarious. Like, he's all right.
And you travelled from Essex to Streatham for this day.
You were that guy.
I was living in London at the time. Oh, okay. And she lived round that way.
Okay.
So it was just like, Darren
did not drop her home, fam.
Alright, I was. That is crazy.
Darren said, go and walk past all the Somalians by yourself.
Yeah.
As
punishment. Hey. I don't know. We have to probably wrap this up.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, man. That has been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've been Michael Akidiri. To the left has been...
Michael Akidiri.
Boom Blast. To the left.
Michael Akidiri.
Yeah. And our very special guest...
Michael Akidiri.
Four way! We're working hard, man. No, thank you so much, Kazim Jamal, Darren Griffiths, Tom Elwes, special guest. Hey, check, tell all the people there where they can find you.
We did the last episode.
Tell them where they can find you, Tom, man.
You can find me at Tom Elwes at all good social media platforms. Check it out. I'm going to be running a load of doing what Darren's doing next year, so yeah. I'm going to start doing work in progress.
Come on. Well, debut hour.
Yeah.
The debut, come on.
Because
you're not debuting next year as well.
I will be, yeah.
Whoa! Hey, 2024, two comedians out here got to chase their
dreams.
You're
going up there with your second, though.
Hey, look, if the finances, if my missus can get rich quickly, I can go over there and be creative.
I'm going to come up in the final week and get hammered with you guys. That's not going to
come
next.
Through, my guy. Three sisters and that. Come on. Hey, come on, man. We're trying to make dreams happen, man.
Three sisters.
It's a pub.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about... All right, don't worry about it.
Hey, take care and peace.